As the Occupy movement closes in on its first anniversary, hundreds of local groups are continuing to identify and advocate for the issues that are most important to their participants. With so many to choose from, that can be a challenge in itself. To give some structure to the process, Occupy Santa Rosa has been holding a series of conversation circles during the summer to see where the energies and common ground converge. The final session, held midday Wednesday beneath a redwood tree in Old Courthouse Square, was devoted to the question, what is, or could be, the relation between Occupy and the ecological sustainability and transition movements?
We've been holding these weekly conversation circles on different topics that are really alive for the Occupy movement in Santa Rosa, and this was one of the suggestions. My hope was that we would come together and have some synergy and get some creative ideas about how to work together, because the two movements are about creating a viable economy and a thriving place for people to live. They're the same movement in my mind, and so I feel like we should be in conversation constantly.
Amy Robinson helped convene and host the lunch hour discussion, at which Angelo Silva was one of the most active participants. He's part of the small core group working to launch Transition Santa Rosa.
Transition is a holistic approach, realizing what's out there in the environment and striving to co-create something that makes us sustainable and resilient. We started just recently back in April. We've been meeting regularly. We're still trying to figure out what the community needs and how to help out the grander community.
The conversation circles are explicitly not intended to result in direct actions or outcomes. But Silva says the gathering did set the stage for some future collaborative endeavors.
What I see is us co-creating events together so we can cater to different individual crowds. So if one is a little bit more politically oriented, we can pass them off to that resource. Or if they're a little bit more grassroots and want to build a sustainable community, they can come within that approach. So I see us working together and being spokespersons within each other to help bridge gaps within communities and niches that are out there.
All of which left a smile on the face of Linda Sartor. She's part of the Occupy Santa Rosa Free School Working Group, which has coordinated the gatherings.
Occupy is a lot about making connections. That was a huge piece of all of the encampments all over the country, bringing people together. The people I know here from Occupy Santa Rosa, I didn't know before. And we have a lot in common, as do most of the 99%. So it's about making connections and about gift economy. So free school is giving away information instead of selling it, to contribute to resilience.
For Amy Robinson, the conversation, which built enough enthusiasm to run well past its intended hour's length, was thoroughly successful and satisfying.
We have some ideas about co-sponsoring events, about maybe working together on a community asset mapping project to help people realize what assets Santa Rosa already has and what we need to work on. Just felt like people became aware how similar the two movements are. There are some people here who knew nothing about transition and, you know a little bit about the environmental movement, and there were a few people here who haven't really engaged in Occupy much, and so just having that face-to-face contact is important.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.